Come on, the Lord is worthy of a better praise. Because the reception that you gave me, I'm not even worthy of that. But I'm talking about the one who's worthy of all praise. Go ahead and let him have his. I believe last week the Sunday school lesson said that God ought to be praised according to his greatness. So now if God is great in your life, you ought to give him that kind of great praise. I'm simply trying to tell you, don't expect God to do more for you than what you give him. If you know your back is up against the wall and you don't have no other way out, you can't give him no little pity pat praise. Now I want to look at somebody, you know that you need God worse than you need air to breathe. Come on. You know that he's your only way out. You know he's the only way can turn it around. You know that can't nobody do it but him. He's greatly to be praised. Now go ahead and praise him like you need him. Some of you right now about to lose your mind. You don't know what you're going to do. I'm telling you, you got to give him that kind of praise. You need a healing in your body. Your kid's going crazy. Somebody messing with you that don't like they about to lose their mind. You've got to praise him like he deserved to be praised. Look at your neighbor and say, I need a return on my investment of praise. Because the stuff I'm going through ain't no little bitty stuff. Come on, I need a big blessing. So I'm going to go ahead and give him some big praise. Say, I'm going to praise him like I ain't never praised him before. Hallelujah. Somebody was in Bible study last Wednesday. We understood that if you just say hallelujah, that's the highest praise. You might not even feel high, but go ahead and say it anyhow. You can be still struggling in what you're going through, but I dare you to say hallelujah. Oh, God, y'all ain't going through nothing. Y'all ain't. Hallelujah. You can go ahead and sing it. Put some melody to it. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. You know, I know he's worthy anyhow. You know, he's worthy anyhow. I'm not worthy. I ought to be dead, but hallelujah. Yes, sir. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. And maybe you feel like your hallelujah is just not strong enough. You don't have the strength you need. Just grab somebody by the hand who might can say it a little bit louder than you and say, would you join me in saying, hallelujah. Come on, grab somebody by the hand and let them know I'm weak right now. I don't have the strength I need. Can you help me say hallelujah? Reverend Jones told me back in the office this morning that my strength, his perfect is made strong in my weakness. So you got to just grab somebody and say, I'm feeling a little weak. Help me say hallelujah. Because my strength is made perfect. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on, he's worthy. don't know about some of y'all, but we should have been giving him more praise through the week than what we did. But God is so gracious and so merciful that he won't hold it against you. He'll let you give him some back praise today that you should have gave him. So all of y'all that's behind, go ahead and catch up with your praise. You see, he ain't like me. I would have told you, you should have done it when you had time. Get on out of my face. But thank God he gives us grace. And tell somebody, I'm catching up with my praise. Yeah, I know I should have done it, but I was doing my own thing. And even when I wasn't doing my own thing, I didn't feel like praying to you. But say, Lord, thank you so much. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, come on, come on. Y'all know we got to be where he is. Y'all know that, right? That's our theme song. I want to be where he is. Come on, if you haven't been where the Lord is all week, now is your opportunity to go ahead and get where he is. And let me tell you something. I don't care what you've been doing this week that wasn't right. God will accept you right now where you are. Come on, find a different person than you had the last time and say, I want to be where he is. I want to be where you are, God. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to be where you are. Because where I've been has been the wrong place. But God, if you'll just accept me, I want to be where you are right now. I should have been already. I've done this, God, but I didn't. So Lord, here I am. I want to be where you are. All week, God, I've been where I wanted to be. But come on, somebody tell him, I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are, Lord. And forgive me because I know I should have done this earlier, God. But if you'll just take me right now, I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. And when you get where he is, just fall at his feet and just start worshiping him. Just fall at his feet. You don't try to get in his face. We ain't ready for that. Just fall at his feet and say, thank you, Lord. Come on, fall at his feet. Fall at his feet this morning. Woo! Hey! Come on, I want to see you in the spirit falling at his feet. Because you're such a great and powerful God, I dare not come in your face, God. But if I could just bow around your feet and cry tears of repentance. Come on, won't you help somebody to just get at his feet this morning and just weep before the Lord. I know God's doing what he want to do in here. But sometimes we need to just get at his feet and just weep. Lord, I'm sorry. I just want to be where you are. I haven't been even looking for this place all week, but I want to be where you are. Get on the high cymbals. Get on the cymbals. That's what the Bible says. Yeah, yeah. Keep me on them cymbals. I want to be where you are. Come on, come on. I want to be where you are, Lord. God is healing the land. I'm telling you right now. There is a message, but God is healing some land because there's something after the healing that God has for us this morning. Because you better get your land healed right now. I'm telling you, I don't care what you're going through. God is healing land. And if you need your land healed this morning, get your hands up and begin to worship him. God is healing land. God is healing land this morning. He's healing every hurt you went through in 2016. God is healing your land this morning. But you better not listen at the devil to say, yeah, but you don't know what I've been doing. It does not matter. God is healing land. And whenever healing land is going on, just get in the way. Say, here I am, Lord, all of my junk, all my mess, all my hang-ups, all my habits, all of my struggles. Here it is, God. I'm just going to lay it all, heal the land. Somebody surrender. I hear it this morning. Go ahead and surrender. God is ready to heal your land. Come on, surrender right now. Heal the land. Heal the land. Heal the land. Heal the land, God. Heal the land. I made the turn, God, but I need you to heal me now. Some of y'all's turn was just getting here. That was your turn. The fact that you made it through those doors when the devil told you to stay at home. Who am I prophesying to this morning? The devil told you not to come. But the fact that you came through those doors, that was your turn. And God said, because you made the turn, I'm going to heal your land. Who am I talking to this morning? I told y'all, if you just want some regular church, look at the TV. When they get to talking about all that power that they have, they're gonna ask you for your money. I ain't never understood that yet. If you can do all you say, why I got to give you some money for it? I mean, they preach up a storm, sweating and hollering and screaming, and then on the end, now come on and give us your money if you want everything. I just said, no, all you got to do is turn and you can get it. But what about the folk that's like the widow woman that didn't have but two pennies? What's she gonna do because she ain't got $100 seed? Heal the land. Come on, lay your hands on your own land. Say, heal the land, God. Because there's something after the healing of the land. See, that's where we got to get to. That after your land is healed, now it's something that's coming. Heal the land. And while you're healing the land, I'm going to give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. Give me them cymbals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're under the age of 20, I need you to come down to this altar right now. If you're under the age of 20. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is what I hear in my spirit this morning. That those of us that's over the age of 20, we need to get out of the way of always needing God to do something for us. You didn't get it. See, God wants to bless our young people, but we so in a bad shape. Y'all, you should. So we need to get out of their way of always begging God for something. When we gonna get it together so that God can focus on these and then we can be a help to them also. Yeah. I got to do this morning. But I'm going to decree and declare over you this morning, young people, that the devil can't have your mind. That no matter how tough it gets on you, that you will not take your own life. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? I need some witnesses in here that'll cover this. There is no peace in drugs. There is no peace in sex. But your peace is in Jesus. I need y'all to get y'all's hands up, young people, and receive the peace of God, Jehovah Shalom. Receive his peace. I bind the spirit of confusion that's in their minds. And so for everything that they don't understand about their own selves, God, I pray, God, that you will give them peace about that. Because there's some stuff they're going through, God, and the reason they're going through it because they don't even understand their own bodies. But God, give them peace today. Give them peace this morning. Let them know that life is more serious than they can ever imagine. That it might not even click to them right now, but there's going to come a day very shortly they're going to understand how serious life is when it becomes a matter of death and life. So I speak life over them now so they don't have to go through that when it comes upon them. Because the devil wants to kill every one of them. Why are you saying that? Because it's true. But he can't do it because they're covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. Cover them so much, God, that the temptation doesn't bother them. I need somebody in here who will believe that with me. Because you got kids a lot younger than these that strung out on drugs already. Already. But I place a hedge of protection over them. And even if they have already experimented, I decree and declare that they'll never do it again. Somebody say amen. I cover their bodies. Nobody can come up on them and abuse their bodies and abuse their minds. And even if a seed have already been planted, I command it to die now in the name of Jesus. It shall not come forth. It shall not spring forth. Any and everything that is not of you, God, I command it to die in Jesus' name. Even if you got to knock them down, long as the seed dies. Because life ain't funny when you in sin. Whatever you got to do to them. And see, sometimes we don't want things to happen to our kids. But if that's going to save their soul. Don't let them have to go through the things we had to go through to learn. God, I pray that they would understand it and get it in their hearts now at a young age before they have to go through all the hell. I don't want diseases to have to get in their body before they understand I need to stop that. touch them now before they have to go through all of that, God. That's something they'll have to live with for the rest of their life. Touch them now so it don't happen in the name of Jesus. But they don't understand the consequences of it right now. But touch them, Jesus. Keep them, God. And see, sometimes, God, we as adults, we don't understand. Because the little stuff we faced, there ain't nothing to what they go through now. We have to sneak and find a magazine. They can punch a button and get everything they want to see. Click! Y'all act like you ain't ever come. You don't know what I'm talking about. So God, cover their minds. Cover their hearts. And don't let them get entangled into these webs of sin. That they don't understand the effect that it will have on their life down the road. Thank you, Lord. Let them understand that being a mother and being a father is not glamorous outside of marriage. Because those of us that have already been through that, you understand it ain't as glamorous as it looked, baby. Thank you, Lord. Send a spirit of salvation upon them, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch their hearts and soften them hearts and cause them to receive your salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. And I want them to accept you, God, willingly. Not because of stuff they had go through that makes them run to you. But let them run to you now, God. Because there is a way that you can drive us to the cross. But help them to willingly submit and accept you, God. Because there's pain in being driven to the cross. But when you freely accept him, oh, what a joy there is. I thank you for it, God. Have your way in their lives. And for that mother that's covering her children that are not standing here, God says because you did that, he's doing the same thing for them. Because you can cover your kids that are under 20 and your grandkids. All of us that's over that age, you need to get out of the way and stop begging God all the time and just straighten your life up and get busy living for him. Because if you're in this church, you're getting the word. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to say to yourself, I will not die before my time. No. Come on, young people, say it. I will not die before my time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, parents, grandparents, relatives, whoever you are, come get your babies, hug them, and take them on back to their seat. There's a quick message from the Lord today. Hallelujah.